Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
it is such a shame that my sleeping voice is still in bed. Oh, no, let's try the other way around. My singing voice is still sleeping. That's what I meant to say. Well, but sometimes the truth comes out. My singing voice is kind of, you know, got back around 6 o'clock in the morning after gigging, so I ain't got time for this, because I want to belt out that song. State of Man, I love that song. I Have Forgiven. Stateofmanmusic.com is the website. John Stringer is reminding us, love is not just what you say, it is what you do. How you do, boo? How you doing love? How you being love? How are you showing love? Well, today's show is about expressing love through the eyes of men. You know, it's time to bridge the gap, but we'll talk more about that. Let's just take a holy breath. Let's just breathe in the life of God, the life of good, the life of compassion, understanding. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Breathe in and breathe out. Recognizing, remembering that you are love in action, loving action. You are all that love is. And everything else that may be causing you to feel like, I don't understand, is simply a gift. It's they're all the perfect ingredients to create a wonderful transformation in your life. So don't hate your life. Love it. Embrace it. Right where you are, God is, and all is truly well. And the truth is, you don't even have enough brain cells to understand your own life. So rather than trying to figure it out, rather than trying to perfect it, rather than trying to make your life better or search for your life, I got a tip for you. Just surrender to your life. Your life has so much to reveal to you, but you're too busy trying to learn this and life and say, stop. I got something to show you, and you're all running around Googling stuff that you don't even need to be reading about right now. I got something for you. So relax. Be still, breathe, trust, forgive, yes, forgive, let it go, but let it go, but they really hurt me, let it go, I can't, because if I let it go, that means I'm saying what they did to me is okay. Well, maybe, but you're still in pain. Try letting go and see what happens on the other end. And the real question is, do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? That's the question. Life is good. I'm excited. I got my brothers in the house waiting patiently. Ooh, I get to kick back and just facilitate. We'll see. Yes. I am so excited about today's show and the brothers who are waiting in line to share their consciousness with you. So let me just welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to yourself and then tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And once that breath of God is released inside of you, you can't help but make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. And you can take it to the next level by taking action, by being of service and saying yes on the front end, the sacred yes, without even knowing how. With all the thoughts and the planning and I got to do this, just say yes. And when you say yes, life will come flooding through and as you. And anything else in the way that has been hindering you, life will bring it to the top. It's not for you to hold on to. Just let it go. Don't define yourself by it. Yes, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I Am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, the Nutty Professor, and all the other names that Celeste is going to break down. And what y'all call me? Y'all call me all kind of names. Like my southern accent. Y'all call me all kind of names. Hey, shouty, I ain't even tripping. Because I know whatever you call me is simply a reflection of your consciousness. And I know that everybody that listens to my show love me. Even if they listen once and never came back, they love me. They may think otherwise. They can't help but love me. I mean, come on, man. I love me, so you can't help but love me. We want to welcome you guys those of you listening on the phone line, thank you all for tuning in on the archive, those of you in the chat room, and of course our within radio listeners and silent listeners disguised as guests. Electra, it is so nice to see you, my sister. You've been coming quite regularly this week. Ooh, I feel good. I feel loved. I feel appreciated. I feel like I belong. what did you say, Electra? I'm reading in the chat, and for those who don't know, she said, no, that's not what you're saying. You're releasing yourself from the moment in time, freeing yourself. I know that's right. It's all about releasing and letting go. How do you release and let go and just allow life to rise up in you? You relax. Take some time to just be still. Take some time to rest. Take time to relax. You know why it's important to relax? Let me tell you. Come closer. When you relax, that is laxative for your soul. Because when you relax, all the other stuff that's getting in the way, you know, too many people are backed up. You can see it. And they're walking down the street, getting on the bus at work. They're just backed up, uptight. But you want to, you know, you want to relax. And your soul can just experience what it means to be still. So relaxation. It's laxative for your soul, and it's truly time to forgive, to give of yourself, to give of life, to say yes. Indeed, forgiveness is about freeing yourself from the BS and saying, you know what, I am so much more than this. I refuse to play the role of a victim anymore. I am more than this. I am so much more. Ah, yes. Celeste's coming. She'll be here in a minute. And she's running around picking up her pen and paper and people trying to talk. She's like, wait, I got a show to do. But it's okay. It's okay. So what do I need to tell you? It's funny how the mind works, you know. But we won't even talk about that right now because we all know how the mind works. That's why we're here. Let's see. Is there anything else I need to tell you? Oh, I need to tell you that the theme for the month is surrender to your greatness. That's the theme for the month. I just want you to think about that. What does that mean to you? The idea of surrendering to your greatness. Now, there's some people who are struggling, literally, struggling to figure themselves out. Some people disappointed about their progress, their spiritual growth, their journey, their... Some people who are feeling like, oh, I'm doing what I'm here to do. But wherever we are, there's always more. This journey is about surrendering, letting go. There is a part of you that knows no limit, no limit. There's a part of you that's boundless. There's a part of you that have answers to questions you can ever ask, answers are right there. It's faster than Google. You ask the question, and that part of you is ready to give you the answer. If you but listen, if your operating system is not backed up and clogged up with all kind of virus, other people's dreams, judgment, criticism, oh, when you tune in, you put the search into your higher self. Whew, like before you can even think, the answer is there. And we're encouraging you to surrender to that self, that presence. That part of you that is boundless, that is eternal. And it reminds you that even though you're having challenges on the human plane, it is all part of the game. So stop tripping. Start trusting. And today's topic, today's theme, today's conversation is around spirituality, but many other topics. Spirituality through the eyes of men. I have Kasembe, he's in the house waiting patiently. Ashande is in the house. And my brother, Don Wolf. I can't help it. When I say Don Wolf's name, I have to do an impression of his voice. Hey, Ade, how are you doing? It is so nice to be here. You know, I was just thinking that life is good. I can't help it. You just have that kind of impression of me. Am I going to read the bio now? I'm not going to read the bio now. I'm going to do two things here. I don't know what I'm doing because I'm sort of waiting for Celeste, really, to tell you the truth. Let me really tell you the truth. So while I'm waiting for Celeste, I'll tell you some things that are happening. Yesterday, I talked about healing in the park for those of you in Atlanta. And those of you that are not in Atlanta, book your tickets now. Go on AirTran. Oh, they don't have AirTran anymore, do they? Southwest, you know, whatever. Delta, American, whatever. Book your ticket right now. Now, you're paying for your own ticket. But the healers at the park would support you in your healing journey. So we're doing another one. We're doing another one this Sunday. The first one was this past Sunday. It was so good, so successful, so amazing, so life transformative for me, I know, and I'm sure for the people who came and received the service. So make sure you join us this Sunday. Now, how do you find out more about that? You simply go to Facebook. And if you ain't got a Facebook account, I don't know what to tell you. I know all my listeners got Facebook accounts. But anyway, you can send me an email. But still go on Facebook. Set up a pseudo name. Don't be bothering me with emails, asking questions that I've already answered. So go to Facebook, type in Healers in the Park, as he does it to try and figure it out to make sure it's correct. Healing in the Park. Dun, 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 dun. Come on now. What in the world? Okay. Come on. I want it to be kind of smooth now. Well, maybe Facebook is not a good place to go after all. Yeah, Mark ain't into. Stop it. All right, where is it? Oh, hold on. Bear with me here. Patience. Your listeners are calm. They're just listening to you, brother man. Chill out. They're not tripping. They know you're going to get to it. And Kazembe is listening to my show for this. Oh, it's a new name now. Oops. Well, no wonder I couldn't find it. It's now called Holistic Healing in the Park. Oh, I thought it was Healing in the Park. Hey, they say you learn new things every day. I just learned that it's Holistic Healing in the Park. It's a good thing I don't have no ego. I would be tripping now. Holistic Healing in the Park. That's this upcoming Sunday. And 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sometimes, we went a little bit longer this past Sunday. So, and it's at Piedmont Park. Those of you in Atlanta, we want to see you. If you're not in Atlanta, we want to see you. Get yourself there because, okay, stop it. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I'm going to behave myself. I got brothers waiting patiently. I got sisters saying, "Hey, can I hear the brothers? I want to hear the brothers because we'd like to hear brothers who are spiritually grounded." You know what I'm going to do? I am kind of stalling a little bit, waiting for Celeste. So while we do it, I'm going to play a little song. How do I know? So how's a song little or big? I don't know what that's about. Okay, let me find a song that I can play. I don't know what it is. And now, this is what I want to tell you. This is what I want to share with you. Now, ladies, don't come after the show talking about, "I really like that, brother. I wish I could." Don't come. I ain't got time for that. So whatever question you have, call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, and press 1 on your keypad. Oh, my God, I have too many people talking to me at once. Can y'all just calm down? Just one of me, okay? So, okay, sorry about that. I'm hearing so many things, and sometimes it's just kind of okay. Let's go to Charles Holt. This is a little song we're gonna play while I take a break and wait for Celeste. And because you know it's not the same if Celeste ain't here now. And I'm a brother who honors the sisters. And we're still on time. We're on time. Do we want to tap in, or do we want to recognize I am presence? Yeah, let's tap in. I feel like tapping in because some of us get caught up. We want to tap in with Charles Holt. And then when we come back, if Celeste ain't here, then forget about it. We're carrying on with the show. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show, 347-426-3346 is the number. And you can post your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears on the fan pages. Life Conversations Radio, like page, fan page. Yoo-hoo, Celeste is here. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show Like Page fan page. Post your questions there, and we'll come to you. This is Charles Holt reminding us to tap in. You want to tap in? I'm tapping in.
Is there something that I didn't do right? Something that I need to know? Something that I need to write? You were tapping in the nighttime. You're tapping all day long. Maybe you just won't hear sweet song. Do you just want me to sing again?
Me to fly.
just wanna hear a sweet song. Do you want me to give again? Forgive again. Give again. Give again. Oh, I feel you tapping. Maybe you just wanna hear the sweet song. Do you want me to live?
Yes, yes, yes. We just tap into what is tapping within us. Tap in.
C-H-W-I-N-G.
Charles Holt.
Straight out of the mind of God.
That's right. Letting it be. To find out more about Charles Holt, his website address is theintuitiverebel.com. Intuitiverebel.com. Yes, let's start a revolution. Be true to yourself and let people say, you're so rebellious. Let's go over to Celeste. Celeste, how are you doing? Calm down. It's okay. Take a breath. It's all right. So listen, come here. Let me give you a hug. Come here. Come here. Let me give you a hug.
Hi.
Relax.
Thank you.
All is well. All is well. Okay.
You should have seen me flying through that hallway on my broom.
I see you flying through the hallway. I did. I saw you running and just like hair flying up in the air, paper pen dropping, picking it up and trying to run and just trying to act like nothing. Everything is fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome.
Hello, my friend. Are you ready for your announcement? You've got
I am ready. It's not the same without you. I felt like something was missing. I was like,
really?
I can't even. My flow was missing. I wasn't even in the flow. I
oh,
can do a lot of a little bit of thinking, you know, because don't do that again now.
Come on. Well, let me get to your announcements. Our wonderful guests, our warrior brothers, are in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of something, but I'm going to keep it moving. You've got beautiful people on the phone lines and in the chat room, and since I don't have time to love out to all of you, let's just do a big collective group hug. Mwah! There's your kiss, and I'll be playing with you in the chat room as soon as I'm done with the announcements. All right, Life Coach Ruth Day, are you ready for me?
Let's do it.
All right. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan. And I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so that Life Coach Today and our wonderful guests can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan life page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. You also have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. If there's a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show, you can email him that too. The theme for the month of September is surrender to your greatness. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Adair are joining forces to focus on the anniversary of 9/11 from the perspective of family constellations and ancestral blueprints. What is the impact on those who transitioned? Emergency workers, police, firemen, and civilians, and those who remain. Let's explore our shared legacy. You don't want to miss this show. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mombasa Safari for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today airs on the last Wednesday of the month. And then you can join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. For more information about all these shows, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing. And did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover. Don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can also go to the Life Conversations Radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today Radio fan like page on Facebook and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. And we'll see you at round one.
Yeah, round one. Have a great show.
Okay, talk to you later. Yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. My brothers are in the house. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read their bio, and I'm going to read Kasembe's bio first, and I'm going to bring him on to just say hello, 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 put him on mute, and go to Ashende's. And read them, and so you can just feel their vibration, and then I'll bring them on all at once, and we can do the do. We can do the thing. All right, let me pull this up right here. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. The number is 347-426-3346. You better call in and be part of this love treatment. It is a love treatment, you know. Okay, here we go. Kasembe Abena is a certified Reiki master, energy worker, empath, and channeler. He has explored various energetic and metaphysical philosophies for nearly 20 years and holds a BA in psychology. His unique combination of compassion, empathy, and energizing electric stimulation or white light in his healing sessions can result in a truly unique healing and uplifting experience. Kasembe received his training in Reiki and energy medicine from his Reiki master, who I'm going to try and pronounce his name, is Kaya Kel Akmar Lel Aman. Now, I know Kasembe is laughing because I'm sure I slaughtered that. But anyway, Kasembe's focus involves bringing purpose and realignment to everyone by addressing their core energetic issues. So I'm just going to bring Kasembe on for a quick second, and then I'll read the next one. Kasembe, my brother, how are you doing?
Brother Ade, I'm very well, man, very well. How you doing, brother?
I am good. I'm grateful you're here, and I'll put you on mute. I'm going to read the bio of the others, and then we'll bring you all in, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Now let's go to Ashende. Well, actually, let me do that part yet. I was unmuting him. I don't want to unmute him too early. Y'all don't understand what I got to do. I got to click that tab and scroll down and do this. Oh, man. When God created me, God was having a good day. That's right. I said it. Ashende Amun. There's a vibrant spirit, a father, a husband, a CSL that centers for spiritual living practitioner, an urban mystic, occultist, soul-filled artist, poet, and spiritual activist. That's what I'm talking about. Ashende is committed to using his particular way of God expression in helping others see love in and through their life. His charge and mission has been to spread the seeds of love and light to each experience he has been blessed with. Ashende serves as co-chair for the Masters of Light Ministry out of Guidance, which are dedicated to creating a way for contemporary youth culture to practice the presence of God through the application of new thought, ancient wisdom principles and practices. Ashende is in the process of compiling the prayer treatment prose he has been writing, some of which has been written prayer work for Guidance Ministry of Prayer Outreach. Ladies and gentlemen, actually, we won't do that yet. Let me bring on Ashende first, because I have a way, but I just have more gifts. Ashende, my brother, how are you doing?
Greetings, brother. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Yes, I can hear you loud and
all right.
I can inspiration. Thank you for being here. Now, hold on. Let me read Don Wolf's bio, and I'll come back to all of y'all. All of y'all. Oh, boy. Stop it. Okay, let's do this first. I'm getting ahead of myself. Breathe, brother, breathe. We call him Don Wolf, but his other name is Gregory E. Woods. He's a musician. He has a lot of names, actually. But he's a musician, a writer, a social activist, and a keeper of stories. He has been learning and enjoying stories as a boy and continues learning new stories and asking questions of ancestors and himself. Don Wolf says, ancestors become stories, and the living listen to each other's stories, and stories are told to children who will become more than old people and become elders. He makes it his sacred duty to provide guidance on life journey by creating sacred space for healing. Don Wolf, how are you doing, my brother?
Greetings.
Well,
good to be here.
Yes. Nice to have you. Thank you. Now, let me unmute everybody. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sisters and sisterings, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my brothers, my friend, myself, Kesembe Abena, Ashende Amun, and Don Wolf. Welcome. This brother's going to be rowdy. He's going to be rowdy. I can feel it. It is so nice to have you all here. I'm excited about the show. And I got to tell you this. I really do feel like we got to have part two. And we got maybe a week from now, if you're available. But we'll deal with that later. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to come to you individually, just as I read your bio. So let me come to Kesembe. And I want to ask you this question. Who are you? Who is Kesembe Abena?
Wow, so many ways to answer that. It all depends on. I think we're all very complex beings, and I think we're all meant to explore and find out who we are, and that's part of why we come into being and are born, and what's been chosen by our head, so to speak, or our higher self. Now I would say I'm here to learn. First of all, a student, at the same time a teacher. I would say in this incarnation, a healer, and also one who is working on and teaching others to express themselves from their heart and be as authentic as they can be.
Mm-hmm.
Also stay connected to the Creator and realize and actualize the divine purpose. you know. And so at the bottom line, it really is about, you know, spreading and receiving love.
Mm-hmm. That's who you be. That's who you is. Ashende Amun, let's go to you. Who are you? Who is Ashende Amun?
Well, I like to say...
That was loud.
I first am something unknown, and then I'm something known.
Yeah, no, that's
but then I'm also something imagined. But I like to think of myself as just love personified.
I love it. My brother, Don Wolf, who are you?
My answer is pretty simple. I'm just the light. And according to my parent and my father in particular, he told me that I'm the pride and joy of his life. My mother told me that I was the most precious thing. So... Those are the three answers, but basically I'm just a light.
I am light. You are light. We are love healers and reminding ourselves of who and what we are. And as Ashende said, we are known and unknown, and it all works itself out. Yes, okay, so let's jump into this question, first question I have for you, because I want to sort of like build this up, and because I'm really clear this is more than a one-part show. I want to start from the beginning, in the beginning. And if by any chance you guys want to jump in and say something, if you don't mind, just say your name so that the listeners can know who's talking. But I'm going to call you by name when I throw the question to you. So I'm going to just keep it in the same, I don't know which order. But the question I want to ask, and then I'll let you know who I'm going to ask first. The question I want to ask is, you know, I want to talk about, you know, your relationship with your father. There's so much about that. I want to, you know, want you to share with us your experience. Was it difficult? Was it challenging? Was it life-affirming? And also what your father taught you about what it means to be a boy and what it means to be a father. Let's go to Ashende. What did your father teach you? How was your relationship with your dad?
Well, it was very estranged. And our connection really didn't happen until I was a man. So he was in and out of my life, but not in a fatherly sense. So I actually learned from him by his own example. So that, I guess if you can get that. So that's what I learned. I mean, now I'm learning more, though, forgiveness. So I can say that is what I really learned from him is forgiveness and understanding. Okay. Yeah.
Tell us more about the forgiveness, the process you're going through, the process of forgiving him, forgiving yourself with the intention of healing for you. How's that
going? Well,
that look like?
It's. I mean, I pretty much worked all that gunk out. And so it's more of a understanding, not wanting to change who he is, accepting him as he is, and being okay with that, and okay with how I receive that. Because it's all about how I receive him, not about how he receives me or my perception of what I want him to receive, what I want from him. So just taking what he can give where he's at, and what he can give, and being okay with that. There's people who don't even have that, you know?
right. So are you in each other's life now, right now?
Yeah, we talk to each other. I mean, but it's more of a homie kind of relationship. It's not a father-son. It's more like we're boys, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Got it. All right, let's go to Kasembe. Tell us about your story, your father, what it was like, if he was there or not, the healing that you're going through or that you've done, and what he taught you about being a boy, being a man, and who you are today.
My just as the other brother said, my relationship with my father is estranged. I did reach out and try to get to know him as I got got older, but my mother and father were divorced when I was 2 years old. So it's been an interesting process in, you know, reaching out and in the quest for even before you even knew, before I knew what, you know, manhood was about or why I was reaching out to my father, but it was really about that, was trying to become a man, you know, trying to get that sort of that in life and trying to get that sort of mentorship or you want to define it or call it, label it. But it has, you know, what the brother said about forgiveness and understanding, that really is the most important thing that I'm still in the process of learning. It really is about, you know, forgiveness and understanding that, you know, everyone has their own path. We all have choices as well, but we have our own path, and it's about us understanding and accepting where people are and then finding out the lessons for ourselves within that. So that's been a journey. You know, he's got his own set of things going on that, you know, which I won't get into now. But so it's definitely provided certain challenges, but the overarching lesson definitely is forgiveness and understanding, no doubt about it.
Yes, forgiveness is a theme. That's why I heard to play forgiveness at the beginning of the show. Now I understand. Spirit said, play that forgiveness song. I'm like, okay, I get it. Don Wolf, over to you. Your story with your father, what you learned from him, what you didn't learn, what he taught you about being a boy, a man, and who you are today.
Well, my father and I are very close.
And
we grew up together. I grew up in his house with my parents, and I had a good childhood. It was a difficult in one respect because I was the firstborn. As my mother said, I was the experiment. they were figuring things out.
Oh, okay.
And mommy, periodically, she would bring it up every few years and apologize. Well, my father, also, aside from the magic and the wonderful things that I got from daddy,
you said your mom would apologize? Apologize for what?
She would sometime, like in my 20s, 30s, even in my 40s, every once in a while, she'd apologize. She'd say, we experimented on you. We were figuring it out. And I'd say, it's okay, mommy. I was fine because I had kids, and my first child was my experiment, too. And my father, when I was about 10, he came to me one day because I was very angry. I love daddy. He's a very complex man. But he also angered me, and he kept a distance from me because of things he did. And when I was about 10, 9 or 10, after a pretty bad beating and scolding, daddy came to me, honey. I'd already been punished, sent to bed. I'm on the top bunk, and then I hear his ominous steps coming up the stairs, and I'm like, oh God. And he comes to the, I'm on the top bunk, and his face is suddenly in front of me, and daddy says, Gregory, he said, I want to apologize to you because you didn't deserve all the beatings you get. He said, of all my children, you are the most like me, and I'm terrified that you will pick up my bad habits or my bad thinking process. And he said, forgive me, because I was trying to beat myself out of you. That was a pivotal change.
Oh, gosh.
But you have to understand that I received an enormous amount of love from my father and my mother, and hugs were just common. At 18, we were living in a hotel, the Hilton, in another country, and I remember I had a dream that daddy would die, and I would not have told him that I loved him. I could not remember when I had told him that. And I told mommy about the dream. It took me 2 weeks before I could do what the dream said to do because I was terrified to do it. And daddy, finally, I was getting diarrhea, couldn't eat, and I loved to eat. I hated missing all those meals. And mommy, about the 14th day, I say, mommy, I have to do this today. I can't take the diarrhea. I can't take the fear. She said, do it. So I go into daddy's room. Daddy's getting dressed for the day. And I said, daddy? He said, yes, son. And every time you call daddy, he had five children. If you called him and he knew by the tone of your voice or the way you stood that you needed him, he'd drop everything. He said, yes, son. And I said, daddy. And everything I wanted to say disappeared. And all I said was, daddy, I love you. And daddy, so stunned, he looked at me. He came to me. And daddy hugged me. And the wall between us dissolved. Mm. Now, in between those two dates, when I was 15, I had told my father I wanted to talk about sex, and my father shut off the football game, and my father said, go up to your room, and my father went in deep and taught me how to be a man.
Wow.
But I had the example all of my life, but the first time I got the one-on-one was with when I was 14, and I just asked him, daddy, I wanted to know about sex. Click, TV went off, go upstairs. 3 hours. Right now, the last thing I'll say, because there's so much to say, I have my brothers and I, because I saw daddy's father do this. I watched my father's father receive his seven daughters. He had four sons and seven daughters. Praise him at every family reunion. And at, when the sun went down about 8:30, they would always begin, stop talking about how great he was, and start off with the same thing, the same sentences, and blame him for something that happened in the family, and they would critique his parenting. And granddaddy took it every time. And I thought that was the norm, and I told my brothers. So for 3 decades, my brothers and I went to our parents, but mostly our father. We fleshed out every cotton-picking thing until there was nothing else to forgive. I spent a decade honoring our parents in the deepest sense of the word. We honored them even up to the point where my mother died this year. And the months leading to her death, the transition, we discovered in January that my father and mother had sat down, and they said should ever they have diminished capacity to take care of themselves, all of the power of their lives is going to be given to their son. And they knew each one of the spiritual gifts and practical gifts of their sons, and we fell into it because they had trained us. Mm. So that's a brief summary of,
of my relationship
with my father.
Wow. I know, Kasembe, wow. I mean, I'm listening, I'm thinking, you know, when we're putting the show together, so Celeste and I are talking, she will have an idea, I'll have an idea, say, oh, let's do this. But this is already taking off for me to be more than I even imagined. And because as I listen to Don Wolf, I mean, you talk about, you asked your dad about sex, and he turned off the television while the game was on. What? So there's two things there. You asked your father about sex, and not only that, he turned off the television. And then 3 hours, not 3 minutes? Now, I never even had the thought to ask my dad about that. It never did happen. And, you know, so I'm listening to this conversation, and Ashande and Kasembe talking about, you know, father not being around and the healing that comes with that. And, you know, for me, I have a lot of female friends, a lot of female listeners, female clients, and sometimes I experience females really just kind of challenge about men. It's like, why are men like this? And I can't answer for men, but what I do know is the journey of men, particularly in America, hasn't been very easy. And all of that plays out. So it's like,
but now,
if I could chime in, though, even though I
didn't have my own biological father there, there were men, and in particular the time I came up, so there were men who honored the kind of rites of passage duty to pass information on
to
me.
Right, Right, right.
And so I had my uncle. I had a great uncle who was just you know, he had kids of his own, but just swooped in, grabbed me up, and created this whole construct of just, you know, imprinting on me what it was to be a man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
And then you had others, you know, just from the guy on the corner, you know, see me walking to school every day and would just impart wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that goes back to what you're talking about, the topic of the show, the spirituality and men in general, and that concern of imparting a kind of information to young folk, as these men did with me. I don't really see that too much now.
Right.
But I know when I was a kid, I always got life. At that time, I didn't know. Yeah, oh, man, who the hell is this guy talking to me? He ain't my daddy.
You ain't my daddy. Get your hands up for me.
Yeah, ain't my daddy. You know? Now, wow. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, these guys were just adding some information on that at the time was like a wealth of information because it went into my own DNA. You know, it shifted my whole thing when it came up. Oh, this guy was saying this. This is, you know. So,
That is really a good point, because there are men whose father was around, maybe not the most loving or didn't understand how to really love. He loved the way he knew how. There are men whose father were there, who were there emotionally. They were there spiritually. Yes. They were there. And as you said, Ashande, it's like, you know, even though your father wasn't there, but there were people who stepped in. And there are those whose father wasn't there, and there weren't anybody that stepped in, or they didn't feel like anybody else stepped in. And there are people who just don't, you know, they're thinking, I'm still trying to. I got my own children. I'm still trying to learn what it means to be a man, what it means to be a father. And all of that, and I'm going to bring you in, Kasembe, I know you want to say something, but all of that creates what we have right now. So sometimes when we are judging men or judging a woman for being a certain kind of way, we have to remind ourselves that collectively, there's a blueprint that we are all living out, and so our experiences as children, as an infant, influences who we are today. Kasembe, what were you going to say?
I was just going to definitely agree with Brother Ashande saying that you know, these other, thank God for these other men that stepped in the place of his father. You know, when you mentioned his uncle, for me, my uncle was my only father figure growing up, and I remember, you know, years in my 30s, I went to my uncle and I thanked him for being that only father figure that I had. He was the one that introduced me to martial arts. He was the one that, you know, took me and, you know, I'd work out with him, you know, and took me to various places and introduced me to the men, just to be around more men. You know, I've always said that I was raised, and it's true, I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. And, you know, as I got older and as I found more of myself and who I was supposed to be as a man, you know, I kind of ventured off and found my way. But it absolutely, when I was younger, was critical that my uncle was there, and he was there, and he stepped up to the plate. And there's something that happens, though. I remember when they're speaking with this martial art that I was taking. It was a Korean martial art called Harangdo. But I was speaking with him one day, and he said, you know, he said, a lot of men who are seen as leaders or who are going to be groomed as leaders, oftentimes they have to kind of be their own fathers at some point. And that was very interesting. That was very interesting. He said that, he said, you know, you find in some mythologies that's kind of a common theme. So that, you know, you kind of have to find your way, but they're always at some point, for the most part, there will be some men that will step in at least at certain points in your lives to give you certain, you know, gold nuggets of wisdom. But it can be challenging. It can be challenging, definitely.
Yeah, Yeah, I understand. I understand. So many places I want to go with this, but ooh, I'm having all different kind of ideas, and we'll talk about that later. But if you're just joining us, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, and today's topic, today's theme is spirituality through the eyes of man. My guests are my friends. They're not guests. They're my brother. They're myself. Kasembe Abena, he's a healer. Ashende Amun, an urban mystic, and Don Wolf, the keeper of stories. And ladies, if you have any questions, the number is 347. I mean, guys can call in too now, but I just know. And I know a lot of y'all, I mean, I've seen what's going on in the chat room, and their sisters are getting their healing, and I'm grateful. I'm really grateful for what is happening. But the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad, and we'll come to you. You can also post your questions on the like pages, which is Life Conversations Radio like page, fan page, or the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show page, and we'll get to it. And normally, let's see. What I'm going to do, Celeste and brothers, I'm going to take a break now, just kind of let all of this settle in and take a break and then come back. When we come back, I want to talk about your spiritual journey, how we started, what was the catalyst, and how you became who you are today, and reminding you who you really are. And then we'll do Celestial Moment later on. So let's take a break. We'll be back. And the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. After the break, we'll continue the conversation and do Celestial Moment, maybe around 1:15, 1:20, something like that. And then we got questions as well, that were emailed in. So stay tuned. We are daring you to live your best
life. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hassan, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Another brother that I love so dearly. Thank you, Mark. Yes, for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Click-a-doodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Click-a-doodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Ade has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Ade has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. We are supporting you to be the change you want to see in yourself, in your world, in your family. Today's topic, today's theme is spirituality through the eyes of men. And my brothers are here with me. I have Kasembe Abena. He's a healer, Reiki master. I have Ashende Amund, who is so much more. He's a poet. He's a father. He's a practitioner, lover of life. And I have Don Wolf, keeper of the stories. I can't help it. I just want to do his voice. When I grow up, I want to have a deep voice like you, Don Wolf. And we are having a conversation around fatherhood. So with some any places we want to go, we want to talk about spirituality, we want to talk about vulnerability, sexuality. But I don't think we're going to cover it all today. So we're going to have part two, maybe part three, maybe we'll have a... anyway, I'll save that for later because I'm an Aries. I come up with a lot of ideas and I get excited. So... anyway, guys, let's talk about your spiritual journey. I'm going to go to Don Wolf. Tell us about your spiritual journey. What was the catalyst? Or maybe were your parents always been spiritual, so it was natural for you?
Natural? I never had that thrown at natural. I think everything came to me natural. Mm-hmm. My mother was the guide. My father encircled her and protected mommy and allowed her to flow. And mommy told me how she figured me out when I was a baby. So I walked late. I was 13 months, she told me, and I wasn't walking. She said, "You never even tried to walk." And then one day, my younger cousin, Lisa, comes traipsing in grandmother's house and walking around, and she's all cute, and mommy said that you were sitting on your bottom as usual, and then Lisa walked out, and you leaned over, watched her, and then mommy said you suddenly stood up and walked out the room with no effort, and she said, "I realized then how you saw the world and how you learned," and then she told me what she learned, and then my mother facilitated everything, protected me from the horrors of school, hated school, and I did not like church. Those were two places that were robbed of dreams. And as a child, I was always negotiating, trying to figure out how I can get out of going to school and going to church. Mm-hmm. But my mother, in short, she protected me and kept stories around me, and she made the connection between dream world and the world you could touch with your hand. But what she did was she never drew the lines. So I didn't know that there was a distinction between the two. My touchstone was mommy and was my father. And then later in life, which not that much later, my early teen years, the short of a long story is that spirits began to fight over me. They fought for 7 days. It's hard to put a simple answer to that question. I'm also mindful of your audience. I'm anticipating some of the questions that may come. One of the things I could say in an answer is what is fundamental to how I developed was the way that I learned from example was how to balance the male and female energy, and I watched it in my parents. I watched the struggle of it. I watched the end result of it, and I also had the privilege of remembering being breastfed, remembering how my father protected us during the days of Jim Crow, and I remember how my father fought. And I also remember I was vaguely aware of it, but when I became a man and I was initiated into manhood, when I became a man after the initiations, I realized that I had been privy to something unique, and I talked to mommy about it. And I had been with mommy and been a part of her, the three stages of a woman's life was virginity to the mother and to the old wise woman. And it's not everyone's journey because not every woman or every man wants to be the wise woman or the wise man or the elder. Some people just want to be ordinary. But my mother made this decision, and these were some of the things that shaped and molded me and had very deep impressions. And in following the other two healers on here, they hit on something very important that's involved in the answer. Those two, I can't remember to pronounce the names correctly, and I do not like mispronouncing names. But our two guests, hit on the importance of going back to the basics and becoming the person who initiates, either by word or by ceremony, what young men need to become men.
Yes.
And I'm gonna get off, but I just want to leave that piece out there for the mothers. For the fathers who are out there.
Yes. I'm following the pace of the flow of this energy. I want to talk about this, but let me go to Ashande first. Talking about tell us about your spiritual journey. Where did it start? What influenced it? What was the catalyst?
Well, first I'd like to say, kid in the background, excuse me. So,
is that your daughter?
My daughter. So, my spiritual journey began when I was quite young, and I was a really intuitive child, very sensitive, that kind of thing. And, you know, I used to speak to all of creation. I remember this visit.
You said you should do what? Because your phone is doing something.
I used to speak to all of the creation.
Speak. Okay, got
to,
it. Speak.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I used to have these vivid dreams. And, later on, I found out what all that was about. But as a kid, I used to share that with my mom. And she was kind of super protective about that kind of stuff. And very protective in my evolution in that.
And so as my spirituality was expanding and growing, it was a kind of protectiveness that my mother kept fostering.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't know what it was at the time, but now I see, you know, she was trying to protect me from what society would be about with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of was my spiritual development. It was like my spiritual happening, but this kind of rebellion against authority as well.
Because your phone is doing kind of like high pitch. You said your mother was protecting you, and something you said I didn't quite hear.
Well, as my spiritual evolution was gaining its momentum, I also was gaining a rebelliousness.
Okay.
Because I was wondering, why are all these people trying to stagnate my questions, my experience, you know? How are you going to tell me this didn't happen? I'm telling you, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so that same uncle I was telling you guys about earlier just started feeding me books to read.
Mm.
Say, hey, be quiet. Don't tell nobody nothing. Keep that between you and God and read this.
Mm.
And so as I started reading, I was like, oh. I remember one of the first books he gave me was a book on black elk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this dude's going through the same thing. But I'm not a Native American. You know?
Mm.
So I said, well, so then I went through this depression where it's like, oh, I'm born in a different time. Because you hear that. You know, this boy born in a different time, or he's born too old, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
He's too old for his age, that kind of thing. And so a depression went, and so then a kind of an abandonment, if you will, of that happened. And so then I just went strictly into the activist aspect of life. You know, getting into more of the conscious community at the time and going in that route. And then later, as I started delving more into the metaphysics, I started studying under teachers that, you know, showed me a different way, a different approach, how to harness all these things I was going through or all these things I had went through and was experiencing and just lasering that until I went and met with the master teachers at Guidance. And after that, it was just, you know, it's just pow, you know. So what Jay Rogers said, from men to Superman. So now I'm just Superman. Now I'm just flying through.
Let me ask you, the name of the book you said you received was what, Black Elk?
Yeah, the book, I forget the name of it, but it was basically a story about his life, the encounters he had. A guy went and met a Black Elk speaks or something like that, I think it was.
Mm. Okay.
And I knew that would mean something because I would later come across that book as required reading when I went to high school.
Oh, wow.
When it came to me again, it was at that age where puberty was, you know, all this stuff was happening. And culminating, I was getting deepening experiences, really deepening experiences. And this is at the time I met my auntie, who was a, I guess you would call her a conjure woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, boy, you got the gift. Now you better stop fighting it.
I know that's right.
Because
you're going to lose. You're going to lose
it.
If you fight it.
And I was already losing. It was all this turmoil. I don't want what the society says. I'm weird. I'm strange. I want to fit in. I want to, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when I let that go, and as you were talking earlier, surrender. And then it culminated to me forgiving myself because I went through anger like, oh, my God. You did all of this. You gave in to them, to the society, to the whims of the world, to with the naysayers and all of this. And you weren't authentic to yourself all this time, hiding. And I had to forgive myself for that. I was being very hard on myself. And I see that a lot with most spiritual people. They are very hard on themselves a lot.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a whole different topic for a whole different show. Yes, indeed. Let me ask Kazembe the same question. What was your spiritual journey? What was your catalyst?
Wow, this is a great question. And I would say, first of all, for those that are listening, if you haven't gone back and recounted your spiritual journey, I think it's really important to do so. Because once you become mature enough to even put the pieces together, once you go back, it'll be a big clue as to who you are and what your purpose is. And also, it will unfold. It'll show you, reflect the gifts that you have. Let me just say that off the top. and I've heard this before. I've actually written it out, and it's a living, working document. I think it's very, it's like a spiritual journal. So I just really want to encourage people to do that. So to answer your question, you know, I'm from Portland, Oregon, but my folks are from by way of Texas, so we're Southern. I was raised in a Southern Baptist church. You know, going to Sunday school and church all day on Sunday with my grandmother and my mother, and I was just raised in the church. And what that did for me, although I don't identify so much for that in that way now, what that did for me is it really gave me a strong religious foundation. It gave me a certain type of a spiritual discipline, which I think is important. And I realized that as I got older, to honor that and honor what the ancestors had given me as an African-American. So it started that way, and I would remember as a child having dreams of demons attacking me in my sleep, in my dreams. And I remember one day, one evening rather, I felt, and these dreams felt so real, even today, I realized it was a dream, but I still got questions, you know, it was that sort of. But I remember this entity grabbing me and holding me down by my forehead and my neck and asking what I was. And at that time, I think I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, I said, you know, I'm a Christian, and it let me go. So there was always this sort, and I need to say, though, that's all I need to say. There was always this sort of battle. And I think what had propelled me and what pushed me along, brought me along in terms of my path, was a constant curiosity. You know, I was going to church. But I wasn't really getting the answers that I needed that really fed me, and there was no one to talk to. You know, there was no one to give me a black elk, and there was no one to say, "Hey, be quiet." You know, you know, say these things to yourself, but and slipping me a book on the side. None of that was going on. So I had all this stuff in me, all this curiosity that wasn't able to come out and blossom until I got to college. Now, when I got to college, it was like a spiritual playground. I mean, you know, I just investigated everything. I got into Ifa, you know, a little bit of Taoism, a little bit of, you know, Native American spirituality, spiritual systems. And I just really kind of, you know, just to find my place. And what I found was that for me, and this is, you know, society tells you not to do this, but for me, I realized that I was supposed to kind of take pieces from certain things and carry them along in my journey. So put them in my backpack and continue moving and learn and continue moving to then gain wisdom in a way that suited me in my journey and my path and who I am. So, you know, in that, I got to the point where spiritual journey. I got to the point where, and just as I don't want to pronounce his brother's name incorrectly, Ashende, is that correct?
Yeah, Ashende. Yeah.
All right, Ashende. All right. I started to study with people, and I've actually been studying with this one brother here now, Kaya, for a couple years now, and that has been a more focused study. And what that has done is that has also allowed me to tap into and see where I'm going to go in my own path beyond just what I'm being taught. So you kind of start to develop, in a sense, your own curriculum. And what it is that spirit starts to help you develop your own curriculum. Spirit starts to teach you. Your guides start to teach you. But you kind of have to really focus and put your behind in it first for them to respond to you. So that's kind of what's been happening, a huge transition for me. You know, I went through the whole baptism and that thing when I was 10 years old. So there was a certain type of introduction when I was in college, and then another huge, what I call today as an initiation was my mother's passing. My mother passed February of 2010. And I moved here from L.A. back here to Atlanta to take care of her in February. She passed in August of 2010. I moved here in February of 2010. And I found myself, you know, praying for her, praying over her, meditating with her, doing all these things. And I thought that I was preparing her. I was, you know, making her well, but then someone told me afterwards that I was really preparing her to make her transition. My life has changed so much since then that it's night and day. You know, since that has happened, it's almost like that was the catalyst to really put me into my spiritual practice and really realize who I am and what I'm meant to be. So that was a huge catalyst for me. That was a huge transition. Hello?
Sorry, right I'm here. I had myself muted, and I was talking, okay. And I was like, oh, you can't hear me? You guys got so much fire enough in my brain. I'm trying to contain myself, you know. I listen to your story, your spiritual journey. It moves me and touches me in so many ways. And also, you know, being able to talk to other brothers. It's doing things to me on a soul level, on an energetic level that I don't even have words for. Now, time is doing what time does. It keeps moving. We're clear about that. What I want to do is I want to talk about your relationship with your mother, which we won't get to today. I want to have that conversation. I think we'll have that in part two whenever we can get a date together. And I want to throw this out there because of the context of what we're doing here on the radio, we don't have time to really go in different places. But I really want to just put out the thought that I would like for us to sometime in the future have something like on Google Hangout, where we can actually not be limited by the time or things that we need to do on the radio. Because we have a lot of questions. We've got people on the phone line that want to ask questions. So I want to fast forward a bit here, because I think if I don't ask this question, I feel like, you know, I may lose all my female listeners. And so the question I want to ask you, we're going to fast forward. And one of let's see, we got about 30 minutes. We haven't done celestial moon. We've got questions. So if you can, just give us a taster of how you see relationship. And I'm talking about romantic relationships now, dating and all that, and how you used to see it, how you see it now, and what we all need to do different to create space for harmonious relationships. So let me go to Ashande first. How did you see relationship? How do you see it now? What are the things we need to do to create a space to – your phone is doing something crazy. There's a lot of energy coming through your phone. It's like – it must be some other spirits talking or something. But anyway.
You may have us on speakerphone. You may have you on speakerphone.
Yeah, do you have your speakerphone? Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I'm going to take that off. All right.
Can you hear me? Okay, good. Yes, we can hear
all
you
right.
Now. I know there you go. See?
Okay.
So, yeah, how you used to see relationship, how you see it now, and what can we do to create a space
so we can create a relationship that is about healing rather than battling or competition. Short version.
Centering. Centering.
Mm.
Getting that ego out of it. Getting those what I want out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Also getting those expectations out of it.
Okay.
And just being still with it and putting God in all of
it. I know that's
it's
right.
Scary. It's scary. Because it's like saying, I release my control of it.
Yes. Yes. And you know, thank you for that short. I mean, there's so much in there, and we'll talk more about it in part two. But for me, I would say if you're in a romantic relationship, if you're developing a relationship and you ain't scared, you might as well just go find somebody else. Okay? Because it's pointless. Pointless. You know, people are going to keep you on your toes. But anyway, let me go to Don Wolf. Don Wolf, relationship. Romantic relationship, how you see it now, what can we do to create a healing space so we can all grow together?
Well, the short answer, just from my, what I've learned over the years, it's three things, and I do hope that we can spin off on this. You point out that about relationships based on conflict, and most relationships are based on conflict and competition. One thing to understand is that belief is stronger than religion. What people actually believe is stronger than the religion that they espouse. I mention that because people's spiritual beliefs weigh very heavily on how they perceive relationships. What do you actually believe has to be answered brutally and honestly. That process leads to unlearning everything that you know, which is the first lesson of power. Most people are terrified of power as they're terrified of clarity of mind, and they're which will prevent many of us from getting into the ideal, which is actually a practical place, which is to be in a relationship that is reciprocal. You can have, but most people, when they see how much work is involved to get to the place where they are out, when they are in a relationship that's reciprocal, they retreat back to where it's safe and to where their relationships are based and function on the conflict and the competition. And my experience as I've gotten older and got to the place where I am now, like in my own marriage, my wife Jan and I get questions about that. And most of the people, when they ask us about how did you get there, 9 out of 10 people will go, whoa, that's so cool, that's beautiful, and they go back. And we learn the hard way, because it's painful to hear, that most people don't want the answer to that question.
Right.
So
right.
Where does that leave you? And so what it left me was in my interactions with young people. They're the ones who we have to pay attention to, because most adults seem to be content with that. And so it goes back to the three of us, you and others. We've all gone through long periods of unlearning things, and it's the young people who are watching us. And in many of our traditions, African and Native, our responsibility goes 7 generations down. And so I've learned how to direct myself away from the adults, because most adults, as I said before, they don't really want the answer. They don't want to live it, but the children do, just the way we all did. There are things we wanted. How do we get them? And we were open.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you. You know, someone was asking, Glenda was asking in the chat room, how do we pass this information to the young ones who find rites of passage through selling drugs and being in a gang? I think, you know, it's about us embodying this spiritual truth, what you're hearing. You know, if you're closer to males, your nephews who are receptive to you, maybe talk to them about this conversation. Ask them about their life, who they want to be in life. How do they see life? I mean, just because you're a woman doesn't mean you can't do it. I mean, there's so much more to talk about, but let me go to Kasembe and then we're going to take a call. Kasembe, your thoughts about relationships? The short version. I know it's broad. I know it's broad, and you can talk about
I'm going to give a short version.
Yeah.
I would give a short version. First of all, I definitely agree with what Asunde and Don Wolf had to say. Let me also add that I believe it's about being vulnerable. I don't believe you can have a good relationship without opening up your heart and being also able to read someone else's heart. I think you're fooling yourself, and I think there are a lot of people are coming into a relationship thinking that they can hide, and it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. That being vulnerable, creating a safe space to be yourself, and also creating a space where the other person can be themselves as well, and understanding that it is a communion. It is a communion. It is a communion. It is a communion. Two spirits, two souls coming together to learn and love one another. If you focus on that, along with good communication, I think, you know, a lot of things can be taken care of and a lot of things can be accomplished. Let me just leave that as my short answer.
Yes, thank you, thank you. I want more, but we'll have more. We'll just be patient. As I said, we're going to have part two, and hopefully we can create something like a Google Hangout. And I would like to see us having this conversation on a regular basis, at least maybe if it's just once a month. But we'll talk more about that. And you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I have some wonderful brothers, healers, lovers, brothers who are not afraid to be vulnerable and tell their stories, sharing their stories with us. The number is 347-426-3346. And if you feel that the show is inspiring you, changing you, touching you, we invite you to donate to Life Conversations Radio by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a donate button there. Or go to the like pages or fan like pages, Life Conversations Radio like page, or Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page, fan page. Click on the donate button and let your spirit be your guide. Let's take a question. Let's go to Mother Wit Wisdom, a.k.a. Valerie. Hello, Valerie.
Hey, Ade.
How are you?
Hey, brothers.
Hey, brother. Hey, sister. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, and being more blessed as we keep evolving. So I'm grateful for that. My question was to Kasembe, and it's based upon a lot of the things you were saying about yourself as you were growing up. As a single mother raising my son is 22 years old now, and I'm a very spiritual individual. With a long line of spiritual ancestors. And he has picked up a lot. And at the time, I wasn't in a frame where I could teach him because I grew up Jehovah's Witness. So we didn't even deal with the spirituality, in the way that I understand it now. But he was always communicative with me about what he saw and what he dreamed, and also about this entity that, when he became of a certain age, merged with him. And when that particular entity merged with him, he got into football, and he found a way to deal with his own anger and different things in a way that he said this being helped him to deal with it.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, right now, he's gotten to the point where he doesn't want to believe in anything. That's what comes out of his mouth. But
so,
I know.
Mother, wait, I got to jump in real quick because of time. Really.
Sorry.
What is the question? And do you have your television on, your computer? Can you turn it down as well? And so what's the question? What's the question you want to ask Kasembe?
The question is, what do you do with a child, he's an adult now, a male adult who is seeking spirituality and who is full of this in his genetic disposition?
Okay, I'm going to mute you, Mother Wit, and they're going to answer, okay? Thank you. Time is doing what time does. It's moving, so I'm moving with it. Okay, go ahead, Kasembe.
Okay, I think it seems like he has all this spiritual potential, but it seems like you're saying that he's turned his back on it. Is that the question? So how to get back, or I'm not quite sure what the question is.
By the way, okay, can you clarify for somebody?
The question is, how do you direct, just like someone came forth and was saying, how do we channel all of this wisdom that we are displaying right now to these young ones who think rites of passage is, they have to go find it in the streets.
Right.
Or, you know, we don't have the ones to sit them down, or the ones that they do have, they aren't able to break it down for them in a manner that's digestible to them. What can we do to reach them?
Okay, well, it's you know, I'm not quite sure what he's doing. That, like, it didn't sound like he's on drugs. It didn't sound like he's really wayward or in a downward spiral. So without knowing too much about your son, it sounds like he has had some sort of spiritual thing going on with him. It sounds like there is something that he believes in. There is something that has happened to him. So it sounds like he does acknowledge that part of existence and of his existence. I would say, if you're really concerned, I would say maybe reach out to elders in the community that you trust. But I would say first, I'd talk with him and just kind of find out really where he's coming from, because it sounds like he's I don't get that he's that lost. I don't know if I quite understand the question in terms of getting him to go where, like become a better Christian, become a better Baptist spiritual person, become a better Buddhist. So I would say get to understand where
so
he is.
So Mother, let me ask you this: do you feel like he's lost, or you as a mother want to see your son really embrace, from how you see it, embrace who he is completely?
Mm. I feel that he's lost on his own. He doesn't have. I live in Wisconsin, and where I live is a very sheltered place.
Well, let me ask you this, because of time. So,
yes.
Is he doing things? Is he displaying behaviors or things that he's doing that you can see he really doesn't want to do? It's because he's struggling with who he is, and you as a mother feeling kind of like, feel like your hands are tied? Or is it because of who you are, and you know there's so much more in him? Because you make that distinction.
Honestly that it's a little of both. I'm concerned with him because he has the potential, but he does not push himself. He's comfortable at being complacent, and he looks at the thing the way the world is, and he feels he's just angry against it, but he doesn't feel that he can do anything about it. He's profiled here, you know, everything, so he feels helpless in this world.
Okay.
Can I ask?
This is a long conversation here. But what is the practice? What is he practicing? That he does, you know, meditation, prayer?
Right now he just works himself crazy, and then he hangs out with friends who smoke weed and do, you know, different things, but they have no directional focus. He has never been in a real solid relationship. He has no children. He has no intention of, you know, every time I'm like, well, I'm here and I'm alive, I want grandbabies, you know, go. And he's like, no, mama, no.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Just saying, I want
this is just his process. This is his process right now. So just hold him in the light for right now, because all them roads is going to lead back to God. So this is just his maturation stage until he goes into the next level, if you get what I'm saying. Because I went through that phase. My mom was wondering the same thing. Damn, this guy's 30. When he's going to have kids? You know, sitting back, he's partying. And the shift will happen but you got to just hold that light, you know, hold that light. And probably introduce some more meditative centering vibes with him at where he's at. you know, not where you want him to be at, but just where he's at. Try to see where he's at with everything and introduce them gradually. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, yes, I would say the same thing because, you know, everyone's path looks different. Sister, if you could reach out to me on Facebook, I don't know if you – I'm sure you've gone to the Live Conversations Radio website, but reach out to me on Facebook because this is definitely a continuing conversation. I know we don't have a lot of time here. So my name is Kazembe Abena, C-A-Z-E-M-B-E, last name Abena, A-B-E-N-A. Reach out to me on Facebook and I'll see what I can do. We'll continue to dialogue about this.
Thank you, brother. Love you.
You're very welcome. So this is what we're going to do. We want to do Celestial Moment, and I got one question. We have several questions, but we only have time to get to one because we the brother's already staying over time. Ashande has his little daughter there. But what I want to do is we're going to do Celestial Moment and then read one of the emailed questions. Now, for those of you who are listening online, because chances are we may go over 2 o'clock. Just time now is 2 o'clock. Well, it's not now, but it will be. And after 2, if you're online, you won't be able to hear the show. You know, if you want to hear the show, you've got to call in 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You call in, so even after 2, you can still listen to the show. If not, it'll be on the archive. So let me bring on Celeste. And she's going to do Celestial Moment, and then we're going to she's going to read the question, and we'll get ready to wrap up the show. Woo! Excitement! I can't even contain myself. Hey, Celeste, how are you?
I'm great, my sister and brothers. You are so wonderful, guys. I appreciate you and all the ways that you shine up and the sacred work that you're doing. And you also help to dispel myths that our men are not out here doing work and not healing. I appreciate you for that. We need to remind that our African warriors are in the house, Native American and African. All right, I'm done. Okay, so let's go there. You ready for this Celestial Moment?
Let's do Celestial Moment, and then we'll do one of the questions, and then, you know, we'll set up a date for part 2, because I just feel like we ain't even taken off yet. We just sat in their chair and sitting in first class.
Why do we have to set up a date? Why can't we just pick that number, lucky number 17? Anyway.
Well, we have number 17. We don't know if the brothers have. Okay, so here's, while you guys are mute, we can possibly do part 2 on September 17th. Let us know. You can send us an email. And So September 17th. We pick a date, and they can say yes or no. All right, go ahead. Celestial Moment.
Good afternoon, fam. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is a pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I am bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 7, and if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. The number 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune. It is the planet of the clairvoyant and the prophet, bringing a heightened understanding of spiritual truth. The 7th chakra is the crown chakra, which is known as the 1,000-petaled lotus, the symbol of purity and spirituality. It is our highest energy center, both in terms of physical location and rate of vibration. Now today, we're going to put the focus on the Black Panther of the medicine cards. The Black Panther's number is not 7, it's actually 52. But when you add 5 plus 2, you get 7. So here we go. Oh, Midnight Jaguar, wash me with your courage and fill me with your grace so I may know the value of the void of time and space. Teach me all your lessons, how to face the dark unknown. Then let me bravely leap into the shadow all alone. Black Panther medicine challenges us to face our fears and darkest behaviors, exploring the hidden, shadowy aspects of the human soul. We fear what we do not know, and since we didn't know how to embrace the panther's gift, many panthers were killed when human beings encountered them. We are reminded that there was a time when the darkness of the womb used to be our home. Darkness is not a place to fear. It is, however, a place to heal, to uncover the truth, to seek and find answers. Now,
the panther waits patiently for brave souls to walk in the valley of death, to be gone beyond their fears, to awaken to the ultimate transformation. The Black Panther teaches to look inside, to embrace uncomfortable territory through self-discovery. And then, just like the panther, we can courageously face the unknown. All is well. And that's the story of Seven, told through the Black Panther and the medicine cards. I'll see you on Wednesday, around 1, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste, the Black Panther. Yes, let's move quickly into the questions. And I think we'll start. Well, read the question now. So, brothers, we got a question that was emailed in. We've got quite a few, but we don't have time to get to all of it. So, go ahead, Celeste. Read the question, please.
All right, brothers, this question is for Patricia. Okay. Dear Life Coach Today, football season has started again, and my husband already feels estranged from me. Between fantasy football, the games on Monday, Thursday, and Sunday, what do I do to get my time in with him? During the season, it's like I don't even exist. I could watch it with him, but it bores the mess out of me. What should I do? Football feels great. Football feels like nice to me. Patricia, y'all cut it out over there.
I'm laughing that it bores the mess out of me. That's funny. Okay, let me go.
I'm
not going to give you a typical answer because I can relate to her. Football on TV bores the mess out of me. But my wife likes football.
Which one is speaking?
This is Don Wolf.
That's Don Wolf.
I called him out. Okay. All right, Don Wolf. It forced him out of you. Okay.
I feel exactly what she's saying, and my father thinks that he did something wrong because I don't watch the game. I fall asleep in 5 minutes if I have to watch it because I like to do things. Only thing I can tell her, it doesn't make sense to complain about it. Jan loves to watch the game, particularly when the Cowboys are playing and beating the pants off of the Washington team.
Uh-huh.
And Jan likes to go to sports bars sometime wearing her paraphernalia, and I go to protect her. The only thing she can do that makes sense instead of doing is just do something that you want to do. And you have to be creative, whatever, if you don't know what you want to do. What Jan did for me, which is probably unorthodox, she was watching a game. I'm going nuts. I can't stand the sound of them. And she comes into the bedroom a couple years ago, and she flipped on the TV, and she introduced me to lingerie football. I was like, hey, this is fantastic. And that's the one, I can watch that. I can't watch the other one.
Wow.
So she's going to have to come up with something that she likes, and for 4 or 5, whatever her husband's doing, she can be with her girlfriends, whatever she likes to do. That's her time.
That's good advice. That's really good advice, Tom.
Her time.
That's really good advice. Yeah.
Go ahead, Cassandra.
I'm disagreeing with Brother Don Wolf. That's great advice. You know, if your mate is doing something that they enjoy, well, then this is your time to do something that you enjoy. And you know they're occupied, so then they're not going to be missing you. She needs to She needs to do the same thing for herself.
Yep.
Sunday.
Oh, I concur. I concur. Just, you know, get into your zen on what you like to do, and then get at them on halftime.
Work it out.
Put that thing on mute.
Right. I know that's what they
said. It stops it on ouch.
Yeah, she could wear him out during halftime. He might not even watch the rest of the game.
You know?
No.
But you know, and that's the thing. Okay, I want to say this for listeners again. Those of you who are listening online or on your, well, if you're listening on the phone, you're good. But if you're listening online, if you want to continue to listen to the show, we're going to go to about two, maybe a little over. We're going to address another question. But I want to bring this thing up. So if you're listening online and you want to continue to listen live, call in 347 or 263346. If you don't call in before two, you just be out of luck. If you call in now, you've got a better chance. Or else, you can just listen to it in an archive, but you know you ain't going to come back to talk. You know you ain't going to do it. Might as well call it now. But anyway, before Celeste reads the next question, one of the things that I really believe is the power of a woman. And I think society, what we've created now and what's on movies and commercials, I think it's caused females to forget or not embrace or acknowledge how powerful they are. The three of you have talked about your parents and your mother. And on part two, I want to go deeper with that. But mothers, females, have such a powerful energy that sometimes it's just your presence, woman. They're just you walk into the room and you change the energy. And I think more females need to understand, women need to understand their power. And it's less about what you do, it's less about what you say, it's more about your presence. Just you know.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that. Okay, let's do one more question, Celeste.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is birthed out of the question from yesterday, Life Coach Today, if you remember that one. So we had a question from a woman who wanted to know how to make a love connection without using Wi-Fi or online dating. So we propose to ask you all, how do you all feel about dating, and what are some rules of thumb you use in determining what you will and will not do? For instance, is it okay for you for a woman to ask a man out?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm not into following the straight line. I'm into doing what feels and is right for you, what feels right for you. And I'm also into people coming together and as a unit, as an entity, making their own choices and determining their own rules. I think that we think that love is cookie cutter. We think that relationships are cookie cutter, one size fits all. And I think high divorce rate has something to do with that. Not the whole, but something to do with that. I think that more people need to really discover what they want and who they are.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Kasembe. Yeah, Don Wolf. Go ahead, Don Wolf.
I agree with Kasembe. And the other thing, if I remember the first question that you said, women, I can't remember the question, but I remember the answer I was going to give, the picture I saw. Well, women, largely, I keep running into all the time. I see them, I'm watching, look at their oars. More often than not, women are disconnected from their wombs, and their heads are telling them all kind of things, and they're in a flux with all of these dilemmas in their mind. But I'm looking at them, and women, and I understand many of the reasons why, are so profoundly disconnected from their wombs. They miss something very basic, and online dating, it's okay. I've met people who've done it, but it doesn't go to the core and the essence. And women, when their wombs are open, the things, I grew up with this. That's why I'm speaking of it now. I grew up with this. I watched this. I was affected by it. I watched women, mostly in Africa, what they would do with their wombs to attract a man without saying a word was extraordinary. And that's what I thought was the norm. When I came back to the United States, I saw a lot of it back in the 70s, 80s, but it lessened in the 80s. By the 21st century, it's very difficult to find. But if women understood what that means, I'm not even going to say what it means, if they understood what it means, the connections they would make sends them and men into realms of being. And all those questions are automatically answered. But if you're disconnected from your source, or as we say in our language, from your powers, from your medicine, you cannot expect magic. If you're looking for magic, you have to be a magician. And if you're a woman and you have the power of the womb, the punani, and all that power and the creation down in there, and you're disconnected from them, and you're just in your head, you're not going to get the magic. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. You might as well do those online things, because they'll just assess your brain and all that nonsense. But put the pieces together and watch the magic. That's what I would say. That's what I tell my daughters.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes. Ashanda, you want to add anything to that?
Oh, no, that's just powerful Ashe right there. That's powerful Ashe. And I would just chime in. I'm with the whole, I'm married now, but I'm with the whole online thing. If you are coming at it from just, you know, sometimes you're too busy to just get out there in the mix, but not by just a standard alone. You know, you want to go into that as Brother Don Wolf was saying, you know, empowered, you know. And so that's going to come from a whole nother level, you know, even before you, I would say even before you start dating, get your act together, you know.
Oh, no, that's right. Get your act together.
Spiritual celibacy is okay.
Yes, I know that's right.
Well, that's like, a day?
Go ahead, Don Wolf.
A day?
Yes.
This is Don Wolf. following that, the online dating, the same thing I just said applies with online dating, because I'm married too, but I've also noticed that the most successful ones that I've had one-on-one conversations with, women, I don't know about the men, but the women have employed their womb, and they start moving into the dream time while they're online. And they move in a dream line, they start connecting across the water, which is the old way of doing things, is to connect in the dream time. And that's how I've seen, because the technology of the of cyberspace is a mirror of the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. And though the few women I've known who've done that have taught me that, that's why I reserve comment of being too critical of the online dating thing, because of what those few women have done.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put that in there.
Yeah,
because I've probably some women preachers listening right now going, "Oh my goodness, I didn't know that. Thank you, Jesus." You know, you never know.
What you guys are saying is very true. Is the idea of, first of all, being clear about your intent. No matter how you meet the person or want to meet the person, but what's the work? What's the inner work? What's taking place? Because we can do our inner work, but when you join with somebody else, there's more work to be done. And everything that, and some things you thought you worked on will surface. And you're like, what? And then you can blame it on the person in your life or the person in your life. But it's really you. Because just by the mere fact of introducing somebody else into your energy, it activates something else. You've got stories, ancestral stories, ancestral blueprints coming together. Relationship is more than just knocking boots, going to bed, saying we're taking it to the next level. It's about healing yourself, healing humanity, and especially when it's challenging, to be able to ask deeper questions. Now, speaking of deeper questions, you guys said you are for a woman asking a guy out on a date. But what about females who are saying, well, I hear you guys saying that, but some men will think I'm easy, they think I'm a floozy, they think, you know, I don't want to give the man impression that I'm that easy if I ask him out. How do I go about dealing with that?
Well, you're so on point, you're not going to that kind of man.
There you go.
Thank you.
Go on, Ashanda. Go on, Ashanda. Ashanda, go ahead.
You're so on point, you're not even going to go to that man. You're not going to attract that. You're going to go to something that's going to be all for that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I was single, I wish I would have had a woman come and ask me.
Ashanda, careful. Your wife may be listening and saying, what does that mean? So you mean you wouldn't be married to me?
Hey, I asked her out.
Well, Ashanda is right. My father, when I was 14, one of the things my father told me, he said, Gregory, never ask a woman for her phone number. I said, why? he said, give the woman the power to decide. And the other thing he told me, he said to me, he said, when you approach a woman, remember, I'm 14. I'm horny as all. The wind blows, I'm hard. That's how I was, as most of us were. And Daddy disciplined my spirit. And Daddy told me, he said, don't ever approach a woman thinking about having sex with her. He said, because she already knows what she's going to do with you in the first few seconds. What she's waiting for you is to open your mouth to help her with her decision, yay or nay. And he said, when you open your mouth, you better have substance coming out of your mouth. And then he took me to the other sides and different approaches, and he talked to me about seduction and so I'm not going to say on the air. And he went in, but that was his starting point. It starts with power. Just as women can gauge a man can gauge a woman, and like you just said earlier, a few seconds ago, a woman will get a response. If a woman approaches a man who is a whore and thinks like a whore, he can only do what he does. And if a woman, and if a woman's spirit attracts it, that's what she's going to get. And it's the same with men. So the question boils down to what we start off with at the beginning of the show is, who are you? That's what you have to ask yourself. Who are you?
And that's a tough question.
That's a very hard question.
Yeah, it is. And this is Kazembe, by the way. I think that, we if we're really trying to get on the path and really trying to self-actualize, it's important to discover who we are. And that means silencing all the critics, silencing the peer pressure, silencing pressure from family, silencing pressure from the community, and just being quiet in spirit and really understanding and seeing who we are. Now, to a degree, we are, kind of comprehensively all of that, but then we're more. So we have to kind of determine what we want to keep that we've been taught and what we want to dismiss and move past and fall from. But it's a process, as you said and done, but I believe it's absolutely essential. Particularly with a question that would seem like it's simple, should a man ask a woman out? Should a man not ask a woman out? Blah, blah, blah. Do I give a man my number? Do I not? What comes down to who are you? Who are you? And that also, and to get another answer to that question, you have to slow down and stop. You have to sit in spirit and listen with you. You can't be running around on a hamster wheel and expect you have to slow down.
Oh my God!
I said that you can draw
so
pictures.
Yes, Ashenda, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, here's the thing: Ashenda and Kazembe can do the 17th. Don Wolf, can you do the 17th so we can continue the conversation for part
two? That's Tuesday, right?
That's correct. A week from today.
Yeah, you can.
Of course you can, because I say so. Okay, so here's what we want to do.
We're like the Voltron crew here, so we got to keep
going. That's right. I mean, I want to keep going, but I want to honor people's time and everything. But here's what, Celeste, you want to say something?
I just wanted to share a gift that all of you just received from the chat room. And, I'm looking forward to next week. Ooh, sisters. Let's get them some real questions next time, all right? And you know what I'm talking about. Let's go deep. And you've got some brothers here who can mine. They can go deep to the well. Let's get them to go further. That's a challenge, guys. Yeah, that's a challenge. You can handle it. So Nia in the chat room says, I'm actually listening on the phone. Interesting points concerning online dating. I feel like with all things, it's about balance and perspective. And you're just getting a lot of love, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys are receiving that. Oh, and Don Wolf, someone also made a comment about you had a daddy, not just a dad. And they were very moved by that. Powerful moments, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
I wish I wrote them down, but Kazembe and Ashenda, there were points that they were making that I wish we could follow up on that really struck me, but I couldn't write everything down. Mm-hmm. And wait a minute, I did make some notes. We're not on air right now, are we?
Yes, you are.
We're still on the air, but we're not online.
One thing that Kasumbe had brought about was about the church and the demons that attacked him, and mm-hmm. I understand that because that's part of my story. And then when Mother Witt called in talking about her son, mm-hmm. he hit on a point that's happening all around, and a lot of people. I've been meeting young people, and it's what I've been doing in the past few years. I've been having those young people, young men and young women in their teens, who are coming to my sacred circles in schools and in prison, and these are their experiences, but they cannot find answers in the church or the mosque. Mm-hmm. And some of these are gang members, Bloods, Crips, et cetera, et cetera. And how do we do this online? I mean, yeah, online and on a phone or in radio or on television is a challenge. Mm-hmm. But I've learned in the practice of ceremony how to answer that. So I just want to put that out there. But that's one of the things that I think we should follow up on, because there's a lot of fear wrapped around even mm-hmm. asking the questions.
That's something I'm very passionate about, and in my group we're dedicated to that. And just me and my travels, I live in South Central Los Angeles, and so I go out and I make it my point to go into urban hotspots and just make myself present. And by making myself present, I'm finding that same thing, because I'm also trying to, you know, get them to come to church, just knowing what the black church could mean, you know, in this historic context. But they're very resistant to that. So I'm finding now just meeting them where they're at and just being open and responsive to it, however it may come up. You know, sometimes the majority of the time what I'm finding in my own travels is the conversation starts with the Illuminati. I start talking metaphysics. They're like, oh, is that the Illuminati? Mm, and so we go into this conversation. Mm. And so,
I think out of fear, the fear of going within and knowing oneself, people have a thing. Not to say there are not crazy stuff going on. There's a lot of crazy. Some of it we don't even know. I mean, we trip about what we do know. There's some things going on that we don't know. How do I know? I just know, because this is the nature of things. But sometimes people gather all the information to protect themselves from really finding out about the power within themselves. So, you know, you talk about the Illuminati, and it's like, come on, you just step out of it. You know, we get so focused on what is negative that we miss what is right in front of us. And this is what I want to do as we get ready to release the show. And I want you, particularly, because I'm not even going to punk myself or pimp myself, should I say, here, no pun intended. I want you brothers to speak to the heart of sisters who were hurt by their father, his presence or absence, or who's been abused. I know it's kind of a loaded question, but do your best to kind of narrow it down. I mean, we've got time, but I want you to just say something to speak to the heart of a woman out there who was hurt, who was sexually abused, who is finding it hard to forgive a male figure in her family, and so that she may feel a sense of relief and a sense of healing. I know that it's her choice, but I just want to speak to your soul, your spirit, because I really know that all of you are healers, and you bring powerful medicine. So it could be around relationship, it could be whatever, an experience that you've had, whatever you want to share with the sisters that are listening and the daughters that are growing up, or what it just means to be on this planet. So I will start with you, Kasumbe.
Okay. I would say to these sisters that these men who abused, mistreated, and violated them, they didn't know any better. Or they perhaps they knew better, but they chose wrong. And that you are still loved. You are loved. There are men that love you. There are men that exist out there that respect you and that honor you. These actions by these few men do not reflect the actions by men as a whole. Not all men do not believe those things. And I want to encourage these sisters to really look and see the beautiful beings that they are, to surround themselves with people, men or women, that exalt, uplift, encourage, and make them better, and see the beautiful spirits that they are. Surround yourself with those people only, because you deserve it. And if you have gone through this, that's also part of what you'll teach. Turn that around and see that as your transition point to then reflect and show your strength of having moved through and away from that. You are loved. You are loved. Please know this. Please know this.
Yes.
And please.
Yes.
That's
exactly what I was writing. Thank you. That's exactly what I was writing down. You deserve to be loved, and you are loved. Thank you, Kasembe. Now, tell our listeners how they can connect with you and find out more about your work and what other things you do, that you're doing.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook at Kasembe Abena. That's C-A-Z-E-M-B-E, Abena, A-B-E-N-A. I'm actually putting on a seminar, a lecture series starting probably mid to late October here in Atlanta, Georgia, about opening up the heart and communicating with other people, and communicating with your loved ones and having intimate relationships, whether friendships, marriages, or lovers. So that will be starting middle to the end of October next month.
Awesome.
That's to reach out to me is on Facebook. And then I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And Ashanda, speak to the heart of the sisters. Speak to the heart of the sisters who are listening, the mothers, the ones who are trying to figure their way out, embrace their spiritual nature, feeling there's something wrong with them, feeling that they're not worthy enough because they're too heavy, because they're too skinny, because they're a single mother, or their relationship, all the stories that women tell themselves. Speak to their heart, please.
It started with you, and it's going to end with you. So you always just got to know that. You know, it is your own essence that all of this is in. I believe the feminine vibration. I think that's what has got us out of alignment, that we have twisted the patriarchal energy so much that we're lost. And so just to come back into that feminine essence and that nurturing essence and just be the queen you are.
All
right. That's all I got to say to that.
Be the queen that you are. If you don't know yourself as a queen, do your work. Do your inner work, because when you know who you are, you get to set rules that aligns with the truth of who you are. My brother, Ashanda, how can people connect with you, find out more about your work, your creativity?
Oh, well, you can always look at my Facebook there. I'm out of guidance in sunny Southern California, South Central. We're over here off Crenshaw and Florence. You can come, and Guidance Church has a Facebook page, and you can come check us out. We're there every Sunday.
Guidance, what's their website address?
www.guidancechurch.org.
Oh, quite simple. All right.
Yeah.
John Wolf, my brother. Speak Speak to the hearts of the sisters, please. They want to hear what you have to say. How do I know? Because I know. Don Wolf? Oh, you just dropped it. He just dropped at that time, Don Wolf. He just dropped at that time. Well, he won't be able to call in now. Okay, well, spirit okay. spoken. We just lost him at that time. The only way...
Brother Ade.
Which say, yes, sir.
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
If I could... thank you, Brother Ade. I'm sorry. If I can make one more thing about my affiliation to a group. I'm part of a group of healers with Reiki Services. That's R-E-K-E-E Services.
Uh-huh.
I find Reiki Services on Facebook and also their website, reikiservices.com.
Okay.
So that's I'm all related with that group. It's a wonderful head of Melissa Lewis, a wonderful group
Thank
of
you.
Healers and holistic practitioners based here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Melissa, yes, yes, yes. And Kasembe will be at the Holistic Healing in the Park on Sunday. Now, Celeste, the only way we can bring Don Wolf in is if you call him. Somebody's got to doing something. Maybe Celeste. Is that you, Celeste, making that noise? You can bring Don Wolf in if you call him. Let's see. Let me see what Celeste is telling me here. Oh, Celeste, you're live. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
you
want to
speak
I don't know how to go back and get him a day.
Well, you could just call him. You can do a three-way. Try and see if he's available, and I'll do what I need to wrap up the show.
Okay, cool. No,
and then, do a three-way.
I got you.
Yeah, through your phone. Kasembe, Ashande.
Yes, sir.
I don't, you know, to say thank you seems like it's not enough, but I am such deep gratitude for who you are, for what you've shared. I mean, I've done a lot of shows since 2004, and all shows are unique, and I've had amazing shows. But in this moment, I can say that this show, there are no words. I won't even try and qualify. I'm just grateful for what you guys bring to the table, your authenticity. And next week, I definitely look forward to going deeper. Ashande is going to tell us how he met his wife. That's an interesting story. You don't want to miss that. And we're going to talk more about vulnerability. We're going to talk more about relationship. We're talking about relationship with family members, with friends, romantic relationships, and some of the issues that people are dealing with. And it doesn't matter if you're same sex, you know, or the same gender. It really doesn't matter.
Sure.
So the same gender, same issues. As long as you're human,
right.
Because, you know, someone, I think Bishop Carlton used to say, marriage is a collision of two histories. And we forget that. That when you, and it's not just marriage, it's not just when you walk down the aisle, it's when you're in a relationship with somebody, all your stuff, all your mess comes to the table. And we must, as I always encourage, spend time in our spiritual gym so that when it's time to use the spiritual muscle is strong enough to be able to handle what life is bringing up. We got Don Wolf back. Don Wolf. You can't run away from me because I will track you down. I got friends in high places.
You have
the West. That's right. The celestial one.
Like you pointed out at the beginning. You can't start without Celeste.
I couldn't. I just was like, I felt lost. I felt like something is missing. I was missing the natural flow. And when she came, I was like, I can relax now. Now, speak to the heart of the sisters, please. The sisters who are hurting, the sisters who are growing, the sisters who are doing their work, here's a good one. The sisters who are cool about who they are, they got a job, they got their children, they're making enough money, they don't need no man. Anyway, I couldn't help but include that. But anyway, go ahead, whatever you want to share, my brother.
Well, you know, at the beginning of the show, when you expressed that you couldn't start without Celeste, you summed up many things in that one statement.
Yeah.
And you recognized, I recognized that in your words you were talking about the need for each other, and you were talking about a very primal function that Celeste served. And Celeste symbolized a woman. She symbolized daughter. She symbolized goddess. She symbolized a carrier and a receiver. I'm sitting here with my prayer pipe and my medicine of the vulture, and I hesitate to say about the medicine
of the vulture that I carry, because the vulture terrifies. But the truth is that those who can work with it recognize that that this medicine is an answer to many things, because this medicine requires a relationship with life, death, and resurrection. Mm-hmm. And women and men have to understand that relationship to heal from anything. Women are carriers. They're receivers. And everything bad and good that a man put into or did to a woman is inside of them. So the question mm-hmm. One of the questions is, how do you remove those things? Or do you remove them, or do you transform them? And the transformation is fundamental to the medicine of the vulture. I use this very delicately, because it's a very difficult subject, and it's particularly hard on this medium to discuss it, because for one thing, none of us can touch the woman who's listening. None of us can have the women look into our eyes to see the essence of who we are as men. But the last thing I wanted to say was that the fact that women are receivers, that they have more energy than men, their role in creation is powerful, but it's also used in the worst of things, after rape, after the abuse, however the abuse comes. And there's a ceremony, it's very difficult to do, but it's really a spiritual word for those who are afraid of the word ceremony. And it's simple to say, but it's hard to do. And it's a matter of sitting down and calling back all the energy that was taken from you. And our sexual mm-hmm. energy is our strongest mm-hmm. energy. And however you do it, whether it's by telling the story or writing it down, you relive everything that you live, and in the retelling of it and the reliving of it, you, in ceremony, you pull all that energy that was taken, the innocence that was taken from you, you pull it back into your body, and you build. Celibacy plays a part, because celibacy puts you into a state of you're not giving and not receiving, you're not giving and not receiving. You're in a state, as was said earlier, of being still. And for the Christians and everyone else, this word, to be still and know that I am God, mm-hmm. is fundamental to it. Because you said it in the beginning of the day. You three, four times you referred to yourself and to the as the I am presence. And to return to the I am presence requires stillness, but it requires work.
Yes, it does. Thank you, my brother. I was saying earlier while we're trying to get you back on, I am so grateful for you, for your wisdom. Just what you brothers are sharing is much needed, and this is an opportunity to counterbalance, dissolve, transform the negative energy about male and female and that bullshit about the battle of the sexes. There ain't no battle. The only battle is in your head. You know, it's BS, and, you know, and it's simply men are dumb, men are stupid. The flip out of my face. Okay, calm down. I'm going off on a tangent now. This conversation is annoying me. But anyway, I'm so grateful for you guys. I look forward to continuing the conversation. I want to invite listeners, particularly females, yes. Maybe there have been some questions that you consider to be taboo. Send us an email. Ask@lifecoachada.com. Ask@lifecoachada.com, and we'll address it next week, Tuesday, which is the 17th. Don Wolf, how can people contact you? Find out more about what you do.
You can contact me through the spirit after midnight. And for those of you who smoke weed, I will recognize clouds that come to me. And those who use sacred tobacco, I will be receptive to you when I'm in ceremony with my own prayer pipe. But if that's not the answer you were looking for, Facebook is an easy way. It's just my Christian name, Gregory E. Woods, and I'll pop up. I've got blogs, but a lot of my writings are directed towards men. And if you can, I think the address is www.facebook.com/keeperofstories. Because I know I have two sites on Facebook. And
yes, you do.
I think that's it. I would give my phone number out, but.
So basically what you're saying is before MySpace, before instant messages or pagers and alphanumeric, there was spirit. So if you need me, go to the beginning. Before
that
Facebook
was,
and
that was before internet.
I love how spirit works.
Communicated.
I love it. Yes, yes, yes.
And the cell phone came.
Yeah, I know, right? And then instant message, and they page you, 911. And you call them back and say, can you pick up some water from the grocery store? And that's why you said 911? What?
Oh, you're funny.
Okay. Girl, don't be texting me that kind of BS. If it's 911, type 911. If you ain't, just say I need a help or something. But anyway, brothers, I am so grateful for you. I'm grateful. So I bless you. I give thanks for you. Yes, Kasembe, you're going to say something?
Man, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Should I wait for you to say what you were going to say? Then I want to interject one more thing.
Go ahead. Listen, this is brother love. Go ahead.
Okay. This is just on my soul and spirit to say, just kind of, you know, piggybacking on what Ashande and Don Wolf said, I want to tell the sisters that these men who violated you or whoever has done you wrong, you may think that they've destroyed you, but they can't. Mm. They can't destroy you because you have the essence of what creates everything. Within you is the power to create. That's the strongest power in the universe, is the power to create. Not the power to kill, but the power to create. So you can never be defeated. Tap back to that power. Understand who you are. You cannot be defeated. It may feel like you're destroyed. You are not. You are not. They may have pulled you a little bit off course. That's the best they can do. They cannot destroy you. So your salvation will come in understanding and embracing truly who you are. And you are power that fuels the very that we walk in each and every day. That is the essence of who you are. That's all I want to say.
Yes. You are beautiful. And we need you. Thank you, brothers. I look forward to continuing this conversation because we almost don't want to even end this one. So we got to end this now because ain't nobody got time for that. I got things to do. I know y'all got things to do. So we'll continue the conversation next week. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And continue to create magic in the world. You are needed. And I'm grateful that you all are saying yes to life. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. I am so grateful. We started the show off with a song on forgiveness, State of Man. Their website address is stateofmanmusic.com. There you go, stateofmanmusic.com. I have forgiven. And I was going to play a different song earlier, but when Kasembe was talking, it just led to end the show with forgiveness to somebody else. Give email for questions. So females, ladies, even men who felt like there was not a father around or a positive role model, send us an email. Your questions, we're going to address it next. I think we're going to start the show, we're going to start the show next week at 12, but we're just going to bring the brothers on earlier. And so if your other life, Celeste, is busy, tell them you ain't available next Tuesday. I'm talking smack. Anyway, the email address once again is ask@lifecoachada.com. ask@lifecoachada.com. If you don't want to do that because that's so old school and you're always on Facebook, then you can post your messages on the like pages, fan pages, Life Conversations Radio, and Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page, fan page. So there, post your questions there and we'll be happy to talk about it and grow together and love together and be together. I so love you all. Oh, my God, my heart is full. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Life is good. I am so grateful. If I die now, I'll die happy. But I ain't going nowhere. This brother got so much to do. But if I go, I'll be back. I'll be back. We're going to release the show with Tim McAfee Lewis. I forgive me. Let's forgive ourselves. Let's free ourselves. from the BS of the past and enjoy the blessings of now so we can create a whole new reality. Be love. It is the essence of who you truly are. And be true to yourself, no matter what people say about you or don't say about you. Be true to yourself and be loved. Tim McAfee Lewis, you can find him on Facebook. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. We're talking Ancestral Blueprints, honoring, celebrating 9/11. Yes, we're celebrating the lives, those who left and those who are still here. Peace and blessings.
Michael started talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness. He talked about a personal experience around forgiveness. And as when he said, I forgive me, as he spoke those words, I remember going to the piano right then and there that flowed through him. And those words from his sermon, this song rose up in me. They just rose up. And it came out as this, in a song. I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind me. I see a new, yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready, oh no, ready for my change. And it just simply came out, I forgive me. I forgive. Everything that I've been holding on to, all my stuff, all my years, all my weeks, all my days of not feeling good enough, not being smart enough, not being kind enough, not being loving enough, I let go.
It's one of the songs that captures the soul of agape. Just really getting to the place where we just forgive ourselves. And then in that capacity to forgive ourselves, we also have the capacity to forgive others.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.